The Negotiator's Field Book, The Desk Reference for the Experienced Negotiator. By James K. Sabinius, Guy Olivier IV, David A. Flax. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. The latest effective learning methodology has been utilized to construct the summary, ensuring that you can easily retain the key takeaways. The technique involves a great deal of repetition and rephrasing, which have been proven to be highly effective when it comes to information retention. In fact, this is the same approach employed in memorizing poems. Our objective is to not only help you comprehend the most significant concepts, but also enable you to recall and apply them in your daily life. Summary. The Negotiator's Field Book, The Desk Reference for the Experienced Negotiator, is a comprehensive guide to the art of negotiation. Written by James K. Sabinius, Guy Olivier IV, and David A. Flax, the book provides a comprehensive overview of the negotiation process, from the initial preparation to the final resolution. It covers a wide range of topics, including the psychology of negotiation, the use of power and influence, the importance of communication, and the use of tactics and strategies. The book also provides practical advice on how to handle difficult situations, how to manage emotions, and how to create win-win solutions. The book begins by discussing the fundamentals of negotiation, including the importance of understanding the interests of the parties involved, the need to create a shared understanding of the situation, and the importance of developing a strategy. It then moves on to discuss the various tactics and strategies that can be used in a negotiation, such as the use of power and influence, the use of communication, and the use of tactics and strategies. The book also provides advice on how to handle difficult situations, how to manage emotions, and how to create win-win solutions. The book also provides a comprehensive overview of the negotiation process, from the initial preparation to the final resolution. It covers a wide range of topics, including the psychology of negotiation, the use of power and influence, the importance of communication, and the use of tactics and strategies. The book also provides practical advice on how to handle difficult situations, how to manage emotions, and how to create win-win solutions. The Negotiator's Field Book is an invaluable resource for experienced negotiators. It provides a comprehensive overview of the negotiation process, from the initial preparation to the final resolution. It covers a wide range of topics, including the psychology of negotiation, the use of power and influence, the importance of communication, and the use of tactics and strategies. The book also provides practical advice on how to handle difficult situations, how to manage emotions, and how to create win-win solutions. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. Understand the negotiation context. It is important to understand the context of the negotiation, including the interests of the parties, the power dynamics, and the potential for collaboration. This will help to ensure that the negotiation is successful. Main idea number 2. Prepare for negotiation. Preparation is key to successful negotiation. This includes researching the parties, understanding the interests of each side, and developing a strategy for the negotiation. Main idea number 3. Establish a negotiation framework. Establishing a framework for the negotiation is important to ensure that the negotiation is conducted in a fair and effective manner. This includes setting ground rules, establishing a timeline, and defining the scope of the negotiation. Main idea number 4. Manage the negotiation process. Managing the negotiation process is essential to ensure that the negotiation is conducted in a productive manner. This includes managing the flow of information, setting deadlines, and managing the emotions of the parties. Main idea number 5. Use creative problem solving. Creative problem solving is an important tool for successful negotiation. This includes brainstorming, using visual aids, and exploring different options. Main idea number 6. Leverage power dynamics. Leveraging power dynamics is an important tool for successful negotiation. This includes understanding the interests of each side, using leverage points, and understanding the dynamics of the negotiation. Main idea number 7. Develop a win-win outcome. Developing a win-win outcome is essential to successful negotiation. This includes understanding the interests of each side, exploring different options, and finding creative solutions. Main idea number 8. Negotiate with integrity. Negotiating with integrity is essential to successful negotiation. This includes being honest, transparent, and respectful of the other party. Main idea number 9. Manage conflict. Managing conflict is an important tool for successful negotiation. This includes understanding the interests of each side, using effective communication, and finding creative solutions. Main idea number 10. Use negotiation tactics. Negotiation tactics are an important tool for successful negotiation. This includes understanding the interests of each side, using leverage points, and understanding the dynamics of the negotiation. Main idea number 11. Negotiate in teams. Negotiating in teams is an important tool for successful negotiation. This includes understanding the interests of each team member, using effective communication, and finding creative solutions. Main idea number 12. Negotiate across cultures. Negotiating across cultures is an important tool for successful negotiation. This includes understanding the interests of each culture, using effective communication, and finding creative solutions. Main idea number 13. Negotiate in a virtual environment. Negotiating in a virtual environment is an important tool for successful negotiation. This includes understanding the interests of each party, using effective communication, and finding creative solutions. Main idea number 14. Use negotiation technology. Negotiation technology is an important tool for successful negotiation. This includes understanding the interests of each party, using effective communication, and finding creative solutions. Main idea number 15. Negotiate in a crisis. Negotiating in a crisis is an important tool for successful negotiation. This includes understanding the interests of each party, using effective communication, and finding creative solutions. Main idea number 16. Negotiate with difficult people. Negotiating with difficult people is an important tool for successful negotiation. This includes understanding the interests of each party, using effective communication, and finding creative solutions. Main idea number 17. Negotiate in a global environment. Negotiating in a global environment is an important tool for successful negotiation. This includes understanding the interests of each party, using effective communication, and finding creative solutions. Main idea number 18. Negotiate with multiple parties. Negotiating with multiple parties is an important tool for successful negotiation. This includes understanding the interests of each party, using effective communication, and finding creative solutions. Main idea number 19. Negotiate in a virtual environment. Negotiating in a virtual environment is an important tool for successful negotiation. This includes understanding the interests of each party, using effective communication, and finding creative solutions. Main idea number 20. Negotiate in a complex environment. Negotiating in a complex environment is an important tool for successful negotiation. This includes understanding the interests of each party, using effective communication, and finding creative solutions. Main ideas expanded. Main idea number 1. Understanding the negotiation context is essential for successful negotiations. It involves understanding the interests of the parties, the power dynamics, and the potential for collaboration. Knowing the interests of the parties helps to ensure that the negotiation is focused on the right issues and that the parties are working towards a mutually beneficial outcome. Understanding the power dynamics helps to ensure that the negotiation is fair and that each party is able to get what they want. Finally, understanding the potential for collaboration helps to ensure that the parties are able to work together to reach a mutually beneficial agreement. In order to understand the negotiation context, it is important to do research and ask questions. Research can include reading up on the topic, talking to experts, and gathering data. Asking questions can help to uncover the interests of the parties, the power dynamics, and the potential for collaboration. It is also important to listen carefully to the answers and to be open to different perspectives. By understanding the negotiation context, negotiators can ensure that the negotiation is successful. This can help to create a positive outcome for both parties and can help to build trust and respect between them. Understanding the negotiation context is an important part of the negotiation process and should not be overlooked. Main idea number 2. Preparing for a negotiation is essential to achieving a successful outcome. It involves researching the parties involved, understanding their interests, and developing a strategy for the negotiation. Knowing the interests of each side is important, as it allows the negotiator to identify areas of common ground and potential areas of disagreement. Additionally, researching the parties involved can provide insight into their goals and objectives, as well as their negotiating style. This can help the negotiator to anticipate the other side's tactics and develop a strategy to counter them. Developing a strategy for the negotiation is also important. This includes setting goals and objectives, determining the best approach to take, and deciding on the tactics to use. It is also important to consider the potential outcomes of the negotiation and plan for contingencies. Additionally, the negotiator should consider the resources available to them and how they can be used to their advantage. By preparing for a negotiation, the negotiator can increase their chances of achieving a successful outcome. Researching the parties involved, understanding their interests, and developing a strategy for the negotiation are all important steps in the preparation process. With the right preparation, the negotiator can be better equipped to handle the negotiation and achieve the desired outcome. Main idea number 3. Establishing a negotiation framework is essential for successful negotiations. It helps to ensure that the negotiation is conducted in a fair and effective manner. A negotiation framework should include setting ground rules, establishing a timeline, and defining the scope of the negotiation. Ground rules should be established to ensure that all parties involved in the negotiation are aware of the expectations and boundaries of the negotiation. This includes setting expectations for communication, behavior, and decision-making. Establishing a timeline is important to ensure that the negotiation is conducted in a timely manner and that all parties involved are aware of the timeline. Finally, defining the scope of the negotiation is important to ensure that all parties involved are aware of the topics that will be discussed and the goals that will be achieved. Having a negotiation framework in place helps to ensure that the negotiation is conducted in a fair and effective manner. It also helps to ensure that all parties involved are aware of the expectations and boundaries of the negotiation. This helps to ensure that the negotiation is conducted in a respectful and productive manner. Additionally, having a negotiation framework in place helps to ensure that the negotiation is conducted in a timely manner and that all parties involved are aware of the timeline. Finally, having a negotiation framework in place helps to ensure that all parties involved are aware of the topics that will be discussed and the goals that will be achieved. Main idea number 4. Managing the negotiation process is essential to ensure that the negotiation is conducted in a productive manner. This includes setting clear expectations for the negotiation, such as deadlines and the topics to be discussed. It also involves managing the flow of information, such as providing the necessary data and information to the parties involved. Additionally, it is important to manage the emotions of the parties, as emotions can often derail a negotiation. This can be done by creating a safe and comfortable environment for the parties to discuss their interests and concerns. Finally, it is important to ensure that the parties are able to reach a mutually beneficial agreement that is fair and equitable for all involved. In order to effectively manage the negotiation process, it is important to have a clear understanding of the interests of the parties involved. This includes understanding the goals and objectives of each party, as well as their underlying motivations. Additionally, it is important to understand the power dynamics between the parties, as this can have a significant impact on the negotiation process. Once the interests of the parties have been identified, it is important to create a plan for the negotiation process that outlines the topics to be discussed, the timeline for the negotiation, and the desired outcome. This plan should be communicated to all parties involved in order to ensure that everyone is on the same page. Finally, it is important to monitor the progress of the negotiation process and make adjustments as needed. This includes ensuring that the parties are staying on track and that the negotiation is progressing in a productive manner. Additionally, it is important to be flexible and open to new ideas and solutions that may arise during the negotiation process. By managing the negotiation process in a thoughtful and organized manner, it is possible to ensure that the negotiation is conducted in a productive and successful manner. Main idea number 5. Creative problem solving is an essential tool for successful negotiation. It involves using a variety of techniques to come up with creative solutions to difficult problems. Brainstorming is one of the most effective methods of creative problem solving. This involves coming up with a variety of ideas and solutions to a problem, without judging or evaluating them. Visual aids can also be used to help negotiators explore different options and come up with creative solutions. By using visual aids, negotiators can better understand the problem and come up with creative solutions. Finally, exploring different options is also an important part of creative problem solving. Negotiators should be open to exploring different options and solutions, even if they seem unconventional or unlikely. By exploring different options, negotiators can come up with creative solutions that may not have been considered before. The Negotiator's Field Book, The Desk Reference for the Experienced Negotiator by James K. Sabinius, Guy Olivier IV, and David Lax provides an in-depth look at creative problem solving and how it can be used in negotiation. The book provides detailed advice on how to use brainstorming, visual aids, and exploring different options to come up with creative solutions. It also provides examples of how creative problem solving has been used in successful negotiations. This book is an invaluable resource for anyone looking to use creative problem solving in their negotiations. Main idea number 6. Leveraging power dynamics is an essential tool for successful negotiation. It involves understanding the interests of each side, using leverage points, and understanding the dynamics of the negotiation. By understanding the interests of each side, negotiators can identify areas of common ground and areas of disagreement. This allows them to craft a deal that meets the needs of both parties. Leverage points are areas where one side has more power than the other. By understanding these points, negotiators can use them to their advantage. Finally, understanding the dynamics of the negotiation is important for creating a successful outcome. This includes understanding the motivations of each side, the dynamics of the negotiation process, and the strategies that each side is likely to use. In the Negotiator's Field Book, James K. Sabinius, Guy Olivier IV, and David Lax provide a comprehensive guide to leveraging power dynamics in negotiation. They discuss the importance of understanding the interests of each side, the use of leverage points, and the dynamics of the negotiation process. They also provide practical advice on how to use these tools to create successful outcomes. By understanding the interests of each side, the use of leverage points, and the dynamics of the negotiation process, negotiators can create deals that meet the needs of both parties. Main idea number 7. Developing a win-win outcome is essential to successful negotiation. This means that both parties must be willing to compromise and come to an agreement that is beneficial to both sides. To do this, it is important to understand the interests of each side, explore different options, and find creative solutions. This requires both parties to be open to different ideas and to be willing to listen to each other. It is also important to be flexible and to be willing to make concessions in order to reach an agreement. Additionally, it is important to be patient and to take the time to understand the other party's perspective. By doing this, both parties can come to an agreement that is mutually beneficial and that meets the needs of both sides. Main idea number 8. Negotiating with integrity is essential to successful negotiation. This means being honest, transparent, and respectful of the other party. Honesty is key to building trust and creating a successful negotiation. It is important to be open and honest about your interests and goals, and to be willing to listen to the other party's interests and goals. Transparency is also important, as it allows both parties to understand the other's position and to come to an agreement that is beneficial to both. Respect is also essential, as it allows both parties to feel heard and valued. Respectful negotiation also helps to create a positive atmosphere, which can help to facilitate a successful outcome. Negotiating with integrity also means being willing to compromise and to make concessions. It is important to be willing to give and take in order to reach an agreement that is beneficial to both parties. It is also important to be willing to negotiate in good faith, and to be willing to accept the outcome of the negotiation, even if it is not what you had hoped for. Negotiating with integrity also means being willing to take responsibility for your actions and to be willing to accept the consequences of your decisions. Negotiating with integrity is essential to successful negotiation. It is important to be honest, transparent, and respectful of the other party. It is also important to be willing to compromise and to make concessions, and to negotiate in good faith. Negotiating with integrity can help to create a positive atmosphere and to facilitate a successful outcome. Main idea number 9. Managing conflict is an essential skill for successful negotiation. It involves understanding the interests of each side, communicating effectively, and finding creative solutions. To do this, negotiators must be able to identify the underlying issues that are causing the conflict and then work to resolve them. This requires an understanding of the other party's perspective and an ability to empathize with their position. Negotiators must also be able to listen carefully and ask questions to gain a better understanding of the situation. Finally, negotiators must be able to come up with creative solutions that are acceptable to both sides. This may involve compromise, but it also requires an understanding of the interests of both parties and a willingness to find a solution that works for everyone. The Negotiator's Field Book, The Desk Reference for the Experienced Negotiator by James K. Sabinius, Guy Olivier IV, and David Lax provides a comprehensive guide to managing conflict. It covers topics such as understanding the interests of each side, communicating effectively, and finding creative solutions. It also provides practical advice on how to handle difficult situations and how to negotiate with difficult people. The book also includes case studies and examples of successful negotiations, which can help negotiators learn from the experiences of others. With its comprehensive coverage of conflict management, the Negotiator's Field Book is an invaluable resource for experienced negotiators. Main idea number 10. Negotiation tactics are an essential part of successful negotiation. By understanding the interests of each side, leveraging points, and understanding the dynamics of the negotiation, negotiators can create a successful outcome. Negotiators should be aware of the different tactics that can be used to reach an agreement. These tactics include making concessions, using deadlines, and making offers that are difficult to refuse. Negotiators should also be aware of the different types of leverage points that can be used. Leverage points are areas of the negotiation where one side has more power than the other. These leverage points can be used to gain an advantage in the negotiation. For example, if one side has more information than the other, they can use this to their advantage. Additionally, if one side has more resources than the other, they can use this to their advantage as well. Finally, negotiators should understand the dynamics of the negotiation. This includes understanding the different interests of each side, the power dynamics, and the different strategies that can be used. By understanding the dynamics of the negotiation, negotiators can create a successful outcome. Negotiation tactics are an important tool for successful negotiation. By understanding the interests of each side, leveraging points, and understanding the dynamics of the negotiation, negotiators can create a successful outcome. By using these tactics, negotiators can create a win-win situation for both sides. Main idea number 11. Negotiating in teams is an invaluable tool for successful negotiation. When negotiating in teams, it is important to understand the interests of each team member. This means taking the time to listen to each team member's perspective and understanding their goals. It is also important to use effective communication to ensure that everyone is on the same page and that all team members are heard. Finally, it is important to find creative solutions that meet the needs of all team members. By taking the time to understand each team member's interests, using effective communication, and finding creative solutions, teams can successfully negotiate and reach mutually beneficial agreements. The Negotiator's Field Book, The Desk Reference for the Experienced Negotiator by James K. Sabinius, Guy Olivier IV, and David Lax provides valuable insight into the process of negotiating in teams. The book provides guidance on how to effectively communicate with team members, how to identify and address potential conflicts, and how to develop creative solutions. Additionally, the book provides strategies for managing difficult conversations and understanding the interests of each team member. By following the guidance provided in this book, teams can successfully negotiate and reach mutually beneficial agreements. Main idea number 12. Negotiating across cultures is an essential skill for successful negotiation. It requires an understanding of the interests, values, and norms of each culture, as well as the ability to communicate effectively and find creative solutions. To negotiate across cultures, it is important to be aware of the different ways in which people from different cultures communicate, think, and make decisions. It is also important to be aware of the different cultural norms and expectations that may be present in the negotiation process. Additionally, it is important to be aware of the different ways in which people from different cultures view the negotiation process, and to be able to adjust one's approach accordingly. Finally, it is important to be aware of the different ways in which people from different cultures view the outcome of the negotiation process, and to be able to adjust one's approach accordingly. In order to successfully negotiate across cultures, it is important to be aware of the different interests of each culture. This includes understanding the different values, norms, and expectations that each culture has. Additionally, it is important to be aware of the different ways in which people from different cultures view the negotiation process, and to be able to adjust one's approach accordingly. It is also important to be aware of the different ways in which people from different cultures view the outcome of the negotiation process, and to be able to adjust one's approach accordingly. Finally, it is important to be aware of the different ways in which people from different cultures view the resolution of the negotiation process, and to be able to adjust one's approach accordingly. In order to successfully negotiate across cultures, it is important to use effective communication. This includes being aware of the different ways in which people from different cultures communicate, and being able to adjust one's approach accordingly. Additionally, it is important to be aware of the different ways in which people from different cultures view the negotiation process, and to be able to adjust one's approach accordingly. Finally, it is important to be aware of the different ways in which people from different cultures view the resolution of the negotiation process, and to be able to adjust one's approach accordingly. In order to successfully negotiate across cultures, it is important to find creative solutions. This includes being aware of the different interests of each culture, and being able to adjust one's approach accordingly. Additionally, it is important to be aware of the different ways in which people from different cultures view the negotiation process, and to be able to adjust one's approach accordingly. Finally, it is important to be aware of the different ways in which people from different cultures view the resolution of the negotiation process, and to be able to adjust one's approach accordingly. Main idea number 13. Negotiating in a virtual environment is an invaluable tool for successful negotiation. It requires an understanding of the interests of each party, effective communication, and creative solutions. Virtual negotiation can be used to bridge the gap between parties who are geographically distant, or to facilitate negotiations between parties who are unable to meet in person. It can also be used to create a more level playing field, as it eliminates the potential for physical intimidation or other forms of power imbalance. When negotiating in a virtual environment, it is important to be aware of the potential for misunderstandings or miscommunication. It is also important to be aware of the potential for technology issues, such as poor audio or video quality, or a slow internet connection. To ensure a successful negotiation, it is important to be prepared and to have a plan in place for how to handle any potential issues. In addition, it is important to be aware of the potential for cultural differences. Virtual negotiation can be a great way to bridge cultural divides, but it is important to be aware of the potential for misunderstandings or misinterpretations. It is also important to be aware of the potential for language barriers, and to be prepared to use translation services if necessary. Finally, it is important to be aware of the potential for bias or prejudice. Virtual negotiation can be a great way to ensure that all parties are treated fairly and equally, but it is important to be aware of the potential for bias or prejudice. It is also important to be aware of the potential for manipulation or coercion, and to be prepared to address any issues that may arise. Negotiating in a virtual environment can be a great way to bridge the gap between parties who are geographically distant, or to facilitate negotiations between parties who are unable to meet in person. However, it is important to be aware of the potential for misunderstandings, cultural differences, language barriers, bias, and manipulation. By being prepared and having a plan in place for how to handle any potential issues, virtual negotiation can be a successful and effective tool for successful negotiation. Main idea number 14. Negotiation technology is an invaluable tool for successful negotiation. It involves understanding the interests of each party, using effective communication, and finding creative solutions. Negotiation technology can help negotiators to identify the underlying interests of each party, and to develop strategies to address those interests. It can also help negotiators to communicate effectively, by providing a platform for open dialogue and understanding. Finally, negotiation technology can help negotiators to find creative solutions to difficult problems by providing a platform for brainstorming and problem solving. Negotiation technology can be used in a variety of ways. It can be used to facilitate communication between parties, to identify interests, to develop strategies, and to find creative solutions. Negotiation technology can also be used to track progress and to ensure that agreements are kept. By using negotiation technology, negotiators can ensure that their negotiations are successful and that their interests are met. Negotiation technology is an important tool for successful negotiation. It can help negotiators to identify interests, to communicate effectively, and to find creative solutions. By using negotiation technology, negotiators can ensure that their negotiations are successful and that their interests are met. Main idea number 15. Negotiating in a crisis is a delicate process that requires careful consideration and preparation. It is important to understand the interests of each party involved, as well as the context of the situation. Effective communication is essential in order to ensure that all parties are heard and that their interests are taken into account. Additionally, it is important to be creative in finding solutions that are mutually beneficial. This may involve looking for ways to bridge the gap between the parties, such as offering concessions or finding common ground. It is also important to be flexible and open to compromise in order to reach a successful outcome. The Negotiator's Field Book provides a comprehensive guide to successful negotiation in a crisis. It outlines the key steps to successful negotiation, such as understanding the interests of each party, using effective communication, and finding creative solutions. It also provides practical advice on how to handle difficult situations, such as how to manage emotions and how to handle difficult conversations. Additionally, it provides guidance on how to prepare for a negotiation, such as how to research the other party and how to develop a negotiation strategy. Finally, it provides tips on how to evaluate the outcome of a negotiation and how to move forward in the future. Main idea number 16. Negotiating with difficult people is an essential skill for successful negotiation. It requires understanding the interests of each party, using effective communication, and finding creative solutions. To do this, it is important to be aware of the other party's needs and objectives, and to be willing to compromise. It is also important to be patient and to listen carefully to the other party's point of view. Additionally, it is important to be flexible and to be willing to explore different options. Finally, it is important to be open to new ideas and to be willing to take risks. By following these steps, it is possible to negotiate with difficult people and reach a successful outcome. The Negotiator's Field Book, The Desk Reference for the Experienced Negotiator by James K. Sabinius, Guy Olivier IV, and David Lax provides a comprehensive guide to successful negotiation. It covers topics such as understanding the interests of each party, using effective communication, and finding creative solutions. It also provides advice on how to handle difficult people, how to manage conflict, and how to reach a successful outcome. Additionally, it provides tips on how to prepare for a negotiation, how to structure a negotiation, and how to evaluate the results. This book is an invaluable resource for anyone looking to improve their negotiation skills. Main idea number 17. Negotiating in a global environment requires a different approach than traditional negotiations. It is important to understand the interests of each party, as well as the cultural and political context in which the negotiation is taking place. Effective communication is essential, as is the ability to find creative solutions that are mutually beneficial. It is also important to be aware of the different legal and regulatory frameworks that may be in place in different countries, and to be aware of the potential for conflict between different parties. Finally, it is important to be aware of the potential for power imbalances between different parties, and to be prepared to address these issues in a constructive manner. The Negotiator's Field Book, The Desk Reference for the Experienced Negotiator by James K. Sabinius, Guy Olivier IV, and David Lax provides a comprehensive guide to negotiating in a global environment. It covers topics such as understanding the interests of each party, using effective communication, and finding creative solutions. It also provides guidance on how to address power imbalances, as well as how to navigate the different legal and regulatory frameworks that may be in place in different countries. This book is an invaluable resource for anyone looking to successfully negotiate in a global environment. Main idea number 18. Negotiating with multiple parties is a complex process that requires careful consideration and preparation. It is important to understand the interests of each party, as well as the dynamics between them. This includes understanding the power dynamics, the goals of each party, and the potential areas of compromise. Effective communication is also essential, as it allows each party to express their interests and concerns. Finally, it is important to be creative in finding solutions that are mutually beneficial. This may involve finding ways to bridge the gap between the parties, or finding ways to create value for both sides. By taking the time to understand the interests of each party and finding creative solutions, negotiators can successfully negotiate with multiple parties. Main idea number 19. Negotiating in a virtual environment is an invaluable tool for successful negotiation. It requires an understanding of the interests of each party, effective communication, and creative solutions. Virtual negotiation can be used to bridge the gap between parties who are geographically distant, or to facilitate negotiations between parties who are unable to meet in person. It can also be used to create a more level playing field, as it eliminates the potential for physical intimidation or other forms of power imbalance. When negotiating in a virtual environment, it is important to be aware of the potential for misunderstandings or miscommunication. It is also important to be aware of the potential for technology issues, such as poor audio or video quality, or a slow internet connection. To ensure a successful negotiation, it is important to be prepared and to have a plan in place for how to handle any potential issues. In addition, it is important to be aware of the potential for cultural differences. Virtual negotiation can be a great way to bridge cultural divides, but it is important to be aware of the potential for misunderstandings or misinterpretations. It is also important to be aware of the potential for language barriers, and to be prepared to use translation services if necessary. Finally, it is important to be aware of the potential for bias or prejudice. Virtual negotiation can be a great way to ensure that all parties are treated fairly and equally, but it is important to be aware of the potential for bias or prejudice. It is also important to be aware of the potential for manipulation or coercion, and to be prepared to address any issues that may arise. Negotiating in a virtual environment can be a great way to bridge the gap between parties who are geographically distant, or to facilitate negotiations between parties who are unable to meet in person. However, it is important to be aware of the potential for misunderstandings, cultural differences, language barriers, bias, and manipulation. By being prepared and having a plan in place for how to handle any potential issues, virtual negotiation can be a successful and effective tool for successful negotiation. Main idea number 20. Negotiating in a complex environment requires a great deal of skill and knowledge. It is important to understand the interests of each party involved in the negotiation, as well as the dynamics of the situation. Effective communication is essential in order to ensure that all parties understand the terms of the negotiation and are able to reach an agreement. Additionally, it is important to be creative in finding solutions that are beneficial to all parties. This may involve looking for win-win solutions or finding ways to bridge the gap between the parties. It is also important to be aware of the potential for conflict and to be prepared to manage it if it arises. The Negotiator's Fieldbook, The Desk Reference for the Experienced Negotiator by James K. Sabinius, Guy Olivier IV, and David Lax provides a comprehensive guide to negotiating in a complex environment. It covers topics such as understanding the interests of each party, effective communication, and creative problem solving. It also provides strategies for managing conflict and understanding the dynamics of the negotiation process. This book is an invaluable resource for anyone looking to become a successful negotiator in a complex environment. As we come to the conclusion of this book summary, we would like to express our sincere gratitude for taking the time to read or listen to it. Your feedback means the world to us, so we kindly ask that you rate our summary and share it with others who might benefit from it. Additionally, if you're hungry for more great reads, be sure to check out our website at www.book.kim. Thank you again for your support and happy reading.